Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, about time to start fall gardening. Hard to believe
it is. Yes,
as hot as it is, but nevertheless.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you would best had tomatoes in the ground a month ago.
Yeah,
but it's not too late yet.
Well, you've heard of Neil Sperry, haven't you?
Pardon?
You've heard of Neil Sperry?
Yes.
I figured you had.
I got two or three of his books.
Well, I read one of his articles about fall gardening, and he listed some of the things that are good for fall gardens. And we kind of touched on this at the end of our recent visit as well, but broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower were things that he mentioned.
Yes.
All of those.
But you can grow anything else in the spring, in the fall, that you can in the spring, with the exception of asparagus. And a lot of the vegetables will do better in the fall than they do in the
is that right?
Spring. Yeah.
Why is that?
I guess cooler weather coming on, and a lot of our products for the garden developed in cooler climates than we have here. A lot of, you know, corn, beans, and squash came from, and tomatoes and potatoes came from the west coast of Latin America all the way up and down the coast. Probably been cultivated for 10,000 years, and they evolved in a cooler climate than we have here. If you can believe it, it's cooler down there just due to the Humboldt Current. It cools things off at night.
And don't have to worry about them burning up so much as we get into late May and early June and so on. So broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, but cauliflower. But again, you said about anything other than tomatoes at this point, you probably
you can still plant tomatoes, and you'll have green tomatoes when the first frost hits. So watch the weather very closely and go out there and pick all those green tomatoes and bring them in, put them on the shelf, and they'll ripen, and you'll have ripe tomatoes up into February.
How about that? That's great advice. Also, greens are a good thing to plant in the fall.
Greens, yes. There's all kinds.
Collard greens.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Mustard greens, collard greens, bok choy, lettuce, spinach. You name it. There's all kinds of greens that you can plant. And people in this end of the country, a lot of people, the old folks especially, were raised on grain, cornbread and greens and buttermilk.
Yep. Oh man. Now that sounds awfully familiar. Yeah. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood. Do as many people garden in the fall as the spring?
I'm bringing it on. I write articles every year about how rewarding a fall garden is.
You're trying to.
Most people do the spring garden, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I do a spring garden, and then when I pull up a lot of things there, I plant field peas and grow those up till time to plant the fall garden. And it's beginning right about now to start planting things.
Time to plant now.
Yes.
Yeah, mid to late August.
Yes.
Right?
All the way through mid-September, and some things clear up into October.
Okay, good. Now, we don't have a heck of a lot of time left. I wanted to ask you about wildflowers. This was also mentioned in Neil Sperry's article. And bluebonnets, of course, the state wildflower of Texas. And Neil says if you're going to put out bluebonnet seeds, pretty much time to do that now.
Do it in the fall.
He says by early September.
Yes.
If you're going to do that.
Yep.
And, of course, they germinate over the winter.
Yeah, they lay there, and you'll see them come up, these little florets, and they don't do much, and then in the early spring, up they come.
You have to put out a lot of seed, though, don't you, to get much of it?
Yeah, you do.
And you can't just walk into the florist shop, or not the florist shop, but the nursery, and buy a bag of bluebonnet seeds, I find.
You can order them online, just look. Type in bluebonnet seeds. There's probably 100 places you can order the things. You know, they're fairly expensive.
Yeah.
But there's, I think I counted them one time. I didn't count them all out, but I counted a teaspoonful and then how many teaspoons in a pound and all that. There's 40,000 bluebonnet seeds in a pound. So you can plant a lot of bluebonnets with a pound, and it lasts I bought, it was about $20 for a pound.
Well, that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. But you pretty much do have to order those.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Byron, so fall gardening, time to get going.
Time to get going and enjoy it. You'll enjoy it more than you do the spring gardening.
All right. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You bet.
Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.